Hey, we're good. Okay, again, my name is Rick Meekins. I'm with Epiphany Business Solutions. We are the business strategy people. Now, today, we're actually following up on a conversation I had last month about leading the organization that survives. So this is going to be part two. I'll do a quick recap of what we talked about. We started off talking about the fact that running a business involves decision-making. Okay, successful leaders are those who can make a lot of decisions effectively. In order to make good decisions, a leader has to have access to four things: a passion for possibilities, a commitment to priority, the right information, and the courage to assume risk. So when we're talking about a passion for possibilities, we're talking about what could happen if the right decisions are made. Possibilities are based on company beliefs, where a company could go, and what it could possibly do. When we talk about having commitment to possibilities, we're talking about separating knowing what one should do from actually doing it. Okay, Stephen Covey actually pointed out that you have to be committed to doing the first things first versus doing the first things last or the last things first. And we can put this into a scenario. My son, my 16-year-old, knows that when he gets home from school, he's supposed to do his chores and then do his TV. Okay, those are the priorities. However, he's committed to watching TV first and then maybe getting around to his chores.
And when school coming back, it's homework too.
Yes, So determining the priority of needs for a business is essential. Everything cannot be the most important thing and be needed to do right now. So what we did is we talked about business as a system. Okay, like a living system, a business is always striving to enjoy a higher state of being or wholeness or completeness. When you think systematically about your business, you can easily determine its needs and then prioritize those needs. What we did, the other thing that we talked about was the 6S model, or the success model. Those items, those are our prioritized items. We talk about survival, safety, sustainability, having stakeholder relationships, solid branding, and strategic innovation and growth. Again, that survival, safety, sustainability, strategic relationships, stakeholder relationships, solid branding, and strategic innovation and growth. Now, by being passionate about possibilities and committed to managing priorities, you, as the business leader, now have the framework for leading the organization that survives. So today, what we're going to talk about is having the best information to make the best decisions, then having the courage to assume risk. So we'll start off with having the information to make the best decisions. Now, if you think about it, information is everywhere. Okay, if you think about just the internet, you have gigabytes, if not terabytes, of information that's added to the internet every day. And then every time someone adds another server or a computer to the internet's capacity grows. So a lot more information can be placed out there. Then, of course, we have the people around us. We've got our customers, our vendors, and other stakeholders. And then we have libraries and learning institutions, offline training, and other resources. So tons and tons of information are available to the point where we run into information overload. Too much information, of course, is not necessarily helpful. So determining what information sources are credible is a process in and of itself. Then deciding what information is relevant to your needs is going to require a little bit more drill down. And then organizing that information so that you can actually use it and apply it to your business is going to be just about a full-time job. So, you know, who's got time for that? So what we recommend is SWOTing your business. When we talk about SWOTing, we're talking about analyzing the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Okay? So you say, what is a SWOT? Well, what a SWOT does is a SWOT analysis helps you capture and organize two types of information. The information about what's going on inside your business is going to be your strengths and weaknesses. The information that's going to be outside your business is going to be your opportunities and threats. So the other piece to the SWOT is you don't necessarily need to SWOT your whole business at one time. You can actually SWOT little parts of it, okay? So you might SWOT your finances, or you might SWOT your products and services, or you might SWOT your team or a business unit, or you might even SWOT your customers, trying to determine, okay, you know, which are going to be the best types of customers for our organization. Now, when we look at information, again, we have to look at how we're going to qualify that information. How valuable is it going to be to the organization? So one thing we look at is the source. You know, where is the information coming from? If you saw it in the Sun, it probably is not going to be as reliable. And I'm talking about the Sun, the little newspaper, one of those little publications. Yes, thank you, tabloid. Okay, is the information verifiable? Can you go to more than one source to check to make sure the information is true? Is the information relevant? Okay, how important is it to your organization? And is the information timely? Information that is talking about what's going to happen, you know, 100 years down the road or what happened 100 years ago is probably not as timely as, you know, information that you need for now or looking at a year or two down the road. So let's look first at internal impactors, things that are going to impact your business from the inside, which are going to be your strengths and your weaknesses. Okay, strengths are going to be the items that your business does really, really well. They're going to be the great things about your company. They're going to be those things that separate your company from the rest of your industry. And these things could be small or they could be large. Okay, examples are maybe you have a well-known brand. We all see the Coke brand or the Pepsi brand. You might have great leadership. We think about some of the companies that grew up over the past 100 years or so that are doing some great things under great leadership. You might have great products or services, things that people were willing to pay money for. Okay, then we look on the other side of the spectrum at weaknesses. Weaknesses are those things that could hurt your company potentially, okay? These are also things that can sometimes be overlooked, okay? If you think about the idea that, you know, maybe you've got this shiny new BMW, you know, an E-Class, it's got, you know, everything in the world in it, okay? But if it's only got 3 good tires on it, you're definitely going to have a performance loss. You need all 4 tires. That 4th tire that's missing is a weakness. Again, if you've got an award-winning book, you know, something that's done really, really well in this country, and you decide you want to take it to another country, the book is not going to be as effective. A non-English speaking country, the book is not going to be nearly as effective unless it's translated. So that would be a weakness. The book is only in one language. You can't ignore your weaknesses because they're not just going to go away. Now, another perspective on that, what happens if another company, one of your competitors, finds out what your weaknesses are? As a leader, your job is to protect the company, is to protect the business. How can you protect the company if you're not aware of and don't address the company's weaknesses? Internal weaknesses that a company might face are poor cash flow, poor brand recognition, maybe a very long sales cycle, a bad location, maybe very low profit margins, or, you know, poor resource management. Now, external impactors are those things that happen outside the business that are just going to happen to the organization. Okay, we're looking at opportunities and threats. Okay, opportunities are those things that are directly related to possibilities, as in what could happen. Now, the difference is with opportunities, it's what could happen if you're aware and if you could do so, if you decide to do something about it. We look at opportunities for this current place. We talk about maybe the fact that people are starting more home-based businesses. How can your business take advantage of that? You know, millions of people across the country are unemployed or underemployed. What can your company do? Okay. External forces could potentially disrupt your company, temporary or permanently. We're talking about threats here. Okay. The economy. Okay. What happens in the event of a recession? What about technological obsolescence? You're probably, if you've got books on tape for sale, you're probably not going to do too well. Okay. New legislation. We look at healthcare reform. Okay. How is that going to affect your business, your employees? We talk about the environment. You know, swine flu. We're looking at swine flu. Epidemic or pandemic again. How could that affect your business? What about something in society, you know, such as a terrorist attack or rioting? These are things that could realistically hurt your business. Okay, so what we do once we look at these areas, we look at 5 things. Okay, how likely are these things going? How likely is it that these things will occur? How will they affect your business once they do occur? To what extent will it impact your business? What can you do about it, and when do you need to act? You can't act on everything, you know, right now. You can't run around and say, oh my gosh, what's going to happen if there's a terrorist attack tomorrow? Okay, because you won't move, you won't do anything, okay? Information is critical. Relevant, verifiable information is critical to your ability to make good decisions about your business. A SWOT analysis is one tool that you can use to organize and capture that data. A SWOT can be done on any part of the business or on the whole thing, but a SWOT is no good unless you do something with it. Okay, you take the information and you say, okay, I need to make some decisions about my business. Now, the last thing I want to talk about was having the courage to assume risk as a leader. Now, what is risk? According to Wikipedia, risk is a concept that denotes a potential negative impact to an asset or some characteristic of value that may arise from some present process or future event. Blah, 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 right? Okay. A risk is a chance that something might go wrong. Okay? If you take a chance, there's a chance that something might go wrong. And that's where we're going to look at risk. So every decision that a business leader makes involves a certain amount of risk. You know, and you can, you know, just finish the sentence. You know, what should we purchase? You know, should we grow? Should we hire? Should we add? These are things that we think about, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, in terms of continuing to exist as a business. As a good leader, you must be ready to assume responsibility for the risk that you're going to take. The responsibility says, yes, it was me. I did it. I thought that Xboxes and employee cubicles would be motivational. I thought they would move a little bit faster if they wore roller skates. Okay? We need to be able to take responsibility. Now, since you're responsible, do you really want to be known as someone that makes stupid decisions? Probably not. As a leader, when you assume risk, you're putting your credibility, your employability, and your company livelihood on the line. Okay, so the solution is reduce and manage risk. So when we talk about reducing and managing risk, we talk about looking at the whole cube. If you think about a Rubik's Cube has six faces on it, okay? Just like a problem or any solution, every solution is going to have a number of different ways to look at it. Okay, so we have to consider what could go right or what could go wrong. Ask those questions. Ask the hard questions. Determine what is actually possible, okay, or what is probable, which is going to be what's going to be more likely to happen. Okay, we talk about priorities. We talked about priorities earlier. Where are the priorities? Where does this fit into that priority map? And then know your SWOT. Have that information. Know what strengths and weaknesses exist within the organization. Know what opportunities and threats exist in the environment. Now consider, simply because the risk is high doesn't mean that you should avoid it. Okay? Based on what you have to ask the question, it's based on what you know, is it worth it? Is it something that you, as a leader, can stand behind? Is it something worth staking your reputation on? If you're wrong, can you manage the fallout? Is it something you cannot afford to miss on? But is it something that you can't afford to miss out on? Okay? When we look at high risk, okay, how much can you afford to lose? Can you afford to lose everything? Can you afford to be in, you know, huge amounts of debt? Okay? On the other hand, what will be gained as a result? If you do nothing, could your company be made worse off than if you made the wrong decision? Okay, we talk about there was a television company years and years ago. They were making black and white TVs, and they found that they were selling tons and tons of these televisions. So they said, hey, let's do this. Let's tear down our factories and let's rebuild bigger black and white tube factories. Okay, so they went out and they designed these factories. They got them up. They got them running, and then color TV came along. That wasn't so good. Okay.
And they went out of business, right?
Yes, they went out of business. Okay. So now we're going to talk about the value of reducing risk. Why is that important? If you want people to follow you, you've got to be able to make decisions. If you want people to continue to follow you, you've got to be able to make good decisions. Reducing risk will increase the likelihood of a good outcome of your decision. And it's much easier to assume responsibility for a courageous decision than for making one that was haphazard. So in conclusion, when leading the organization that survives, we talked about possibilities, your business isn't going to survive just on inertia. What I mean by that is if you don't have anything pushing the organization to do a little bit better, okay, you're riding on inertia. Okay, we need to think about the possibilities. What can we do next? Okay, prioritize. Okay, keeping first things first. We talked about information, having the right information. Having the right information is essential to making the right decision for your company. And we talked about risk. Okay, know the risks, manage them, take responsibility for decisions around them. Okay, anybody have any questions?
Sounds like an awful lot to do.
But I don't know if you all, because you were talking about the book only being in one language. I don't know if you all heard this mistake that General Motors made. You remember the Chevy Nova?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they were trying to market it down in South America and they didn't know that they didn't know it, they were wondering why it wouldn't sell down there.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.